ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यगौरत्रये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधेतम् परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेशन्ति ते ज्ञान ज्ञानिनः सत्तदर्शिनः कृष्ण इन की परिप्रश्न एंड डाउट Doubt means something offensive. Person has no doubt to Krishna that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, and knowing anything or not, nothing he has doubt. Whether Krishna has any Guru Parampara or not, has Krishna any Guru Parampara? Krishna? Any Guru Parampara? But he is telling that I am Guru of main Guru. And less years before I told it to son, Vishwaswan. So Krishna is your Guru. Why should I admit? Who gave him this knowledge or mantra? Then doubt will come. Arjuna has no doubt. If you want to know the meaning of Gita and teachings, you should be like Arjuna. He gave himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. What he will tell, I will obey. But I have some pariprasna. What is pariprasna? With honor to Gurudev, and he wants to know something. He cannot adjust or understand by his intelligence, and he cannot reconcile. So he is asking, praying that Krishna, I will follow you, and he. What he is not understanding, he is questioning, up to 18th chapter. Always question and question. Never any doubt. So we should be in that line. No doubt. Doubt should be gone before taking initiation. You should test, we should doubt, we should all this before taking initiation to Gurudev. Don't have any doubt towards Krishna. Why he took all the clothes of gopis? Why? And he wanted to see them naked. Why Krishna, being so supreme, and he collected so many gopis, wives of another gopis, And he did rash five. All these bad things, these are doubts. Never, as you never ask, no doubt about Krishna. That Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is about of all kinds of knowledge. So we should be like that. So we should have some Gyan. No. अंग्रेजी वर्ड अभी याद था, अभी बतलाया था इन्होंने. डिस्क्रिमिनेशन अबाउट ऑल दीज थिंग्स. सो व्हेन यू विल नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स, देन यू मे बी लाइक मध्यम अधिकारी, देन नो डाउट. मध्यम अधिकारी, नो डाउट. सो वी शुड एसोसिएट विद द पर्सन, those who are madhyam adhikari, and they can help us having no doubt. They maybe have some pariprasna and they will put it to another, his superiors. We have some also doubts, no doubts, we have some pariprasna, but we are unlucky. I am unlucky that now I am not having answered. But I know sometime that my Gurudev is present. All the devotees who are perfect in Krishna praying, all are present. They never die, never. So if we will pray, sometimes I pray and I see that all my questions are solved at once, quickly. So you should be like that. Those who think that Śrīla Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur never took sannyas from his Gurudev or anyone, he took himself, they don't know that his Guru never dies. Never. Gaurakishore Sahib was dead at that time. He was there present and he took sannyas from him, no doubt. If any condition soul does not die, only change the cloth, this, then the persons so much having realization, and we think that Prabhupada was not of this world. He was from Golok Vrindavan, Daita Das. He was very near and dear to Srimati Radhika, known as Nain Manjari. So he is not like general person. He was not conditioned soul. So we should not have any doubt. Narad Rishi here, I told yesterday about Narad Rishi. When he met with Nal Kubara and Manigrave playing in the pond with so many girls, naked, and what he is thinking? Have you that book?
I took it out.
I told you. Jusato Josyan Buddhi Vansorva Yoguna Srimad Abhijatyadi Jatrastri Dutam Asavaha हन्यते पशुओ जत्र निर्दय अजितात्मरी मन्यमान देहम अजरा मृत्यु नश्वरम. What is telling? You should read the meaning by Swamiji.
Narada Muni said, among all the attractions of material enjoyment, the attraction of riches bewilders one's intelligence more than adding beautiful bodily features, taking birth in an aristocratic family and being learned. When one is uneducated but falsely puffed up by wealth, the result is that one engages his wealth in enjoying wine, women, and gambling. Among the three...
Hanyate pashu. after that.
Unable to
there is purport also.
Huh?
After you should read. It will help.
Purport of Śrīla Prabhupāda. Among the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, people are certainly convicted by the lower qualities, namely passion and ignorance, and especially by passion. Convicted by the mode of passion, one becomes more and more involved in material existence. Therefore, human life is meant for still doing the mode of passion and ignorance and advancing the mode of goodness. Tada raja samo bhava kamalu badayaschaye chita itir anavidam vam sadve prasidati. This is culture. One must subdue the mode of passion and ignorance. In the mode of passion, when one is forced to deprive of wealth, one is getting his wealth only for three things, namely wine, woman and gambling. We can actually see, especially in this age, that those who have unnecessary riches simply try to enjoy these three things. In Western civilization, these three things are very prominent because of an unnecessary increase of wealth. Now that when you consider all this, in the case of Manigriva and Nalakuba, because he found in them so much pride in the wealth of their father, Kubera. Hanyante Pashavo Yatra.
Yes. Hanyate, Hanyante Pashavo Yatra. Those who kill animals, birds, or all others, being so much cruel, they think that my this body is eternal. I will never be old, I will not die, or any kind of suffering will not come to me. They think, no. Nagarishi is asking them that they are kim annudata. This body belongs to whom? This is mine. Are those who are supporting father and mother? Are those who are giving anna?
Grants
and supports us, are the king in which in their kingdom. We are, or it is belongs to this body belongs to my father or mother, or their father mother, or those who have made them servant and pay something to them, or those who have conquered this body, like when Napoleon was conquered by all others, Mitra Sena, friend army, and he was conquered and he was put to death. Or when we die, it is given to fire or earth. So this belongs to fire or earth. Or so many dogs and eagles.
Jackals.
Also eagles. They quarrel for this body. That I will eat, and they quarrel each other for that body. They belong to this body. Or who is the master of this body? You can read this again.
Deham
ki manat annudatu.
While alive, does this body belong to its employer, to the self, the father, the mother, or the mother's father? Does it belong to the person who takes it away by force, to the slave master who purchases it, or to the son who burns it in the fire? Or if the body is not burned, does it belong to the dogs that eat it? Among the many possible claimants, who is the rightful claimant? Not to ascertain this, but instead to maintain the body by sinful activities is not good.
Why we should quarrel for this? Always try to use this body for Krishna consciousness. To realize all these things. This body is not for doubts or all other things, for intoxications and all these things. Our body is soul there, and we are eternal servant by that to Krishna. Now they are not realizing this. Who? The sons of Kuvay, Nalkubar and Manigiri. If there is perversity, it is like a medicine, then you will not be angry so much. And if you will be angry, then anyone can give a slap to him. So he should tolerate. So by poorness, tolerance comes automatically. And if you are not tolerant, then all will give you this. Thank you. So, I should make him so poor. Anyone does not know that if you are punching him, okay?
Yes.
No.
Pinch.
By any... By a knife or anything.
Yeah.
Then he will have surely some feeling. But these misthood, these persons who kill animals, if anyone cuts their hand from here, then they will realize this pain. Otherwise not. So I will make this two persons like this. They should realize all these things. They should be very poor. They should be like tree. That they should stand up in about a thousand years. Anyone cut their hands and then they will realize. But at that time they cannot do. They cannot take revenge. In this stage they can take revenge. Anyone. But at that time they had not the power to revenge anyone, to take. So, daridro nirahankar stambho mukta sarva kitamiriha krishan jadrikhya aproti tadvi tasya param tapah. You should read the meaning.
A poverty-stricken man must automatically undergo austerities and penances because he doesn't have the wealth to possess anything. Thus his false prestige is vanquished. Always in need of food, shelter and clothing, he must be satisfied with what he obtains by the mercy of Providence. Undergoing such compulsory austerity is good for him because it purifies him and completely frees him from false ego.
So if Guru is chastising and Guru is high class of Vaishnava, self-realized, and if he is chastising, then you saw that it is like blessing and medicine. You should not do anything oppose or anything. And think that Guru is now against me, like nowadays. Sometimes think that, oh, my Gurudev is so much against me. So never you should think. You should think like medicine. So, the anger, the sharp
curse
and benediction, both are one. No difference at all. He is going to give curse, but how he is thinking, how I can make him so lucky and fortunate to realize all these things. A guru thinks like this. You know, the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chhoto Haridas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't come to me. I never want to see your mouth, face. And he was restricted not to come there. At last, he had to go to Triveni, where Ganga and Jamuna meets, and he left his body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was satisfied. He knows that he will not die, but his soul will be come and terrified. And Chhoto Haridas Thakur has not done any offense so much. But to show example by his own
associates,
he has done like this. So we should have so much instruction from all these things. So, tamo madam harishyami istrayaneyo ajitatmino. Maintain this slope. Tadaham matyor madhva barunaya srimadandhayo tamo madam harishyami istrayaneyo ajitatmana.
Therefore, since these two persons, joined with the liquor named Varuni or Madhvi, and unable to control their senses, have been blinded by the power of spiritual opulence and have become attached to women, I shall release them of their false prestige.
So now we are like in this stage, Kanstadikari. Though we have taken some of initiation, but that initiation is not of high class of initiation with the Druri. So we must follow all these things. If being a devotee you have lust so much, not love and affection for Krishna, not love and affection for your Gurudev, and for intoxication or other things, that it is not good. We should try to reform us by this, hearing all these things. So, this Harikatha is so powerful for all stages of sadhaks, devotees, all. So we should try to realize all these things and to follow very strictly. Jadino lokapalasya putra bhutva tamatmutau na divasvasa atmanam bijanita sumdhumadau ato ahata thavratam syatam naiv japapuna smriti shyam matprasadena tatrapi madanugrahat. I will cause them to be stavar, like tree. But being a tree, they will realize all sufferings. Trees don't realize what anyone cutting, but they think that anyone is cutting. But they will realize, by the course of Narada, I have become this tree. I have done so many offenses. So they will realize all this. But tree cannot realize. We are not realizing that what offenses we have done in past. But we have done surely, because chanting name, tears never comes, heart not melting, so many doubts coming. So we have done so many mistakes. But we have no realized. But he is telling that by my mercy, he will realize all, always being a tree, heaven. Vasudevasya sanidham ladva dibya sarchate vritte svarlokam bho labdha bhakti bhavishyati. And after that, Krishna will touch them, and by that, Krishna will make them to go to with him to Golok Vrindavan. What became? When Krishna touched them, not with his own body, transcendental body, but some power came in rope, and from rope to grandal motor, and grandal motor was just to Yamlaji, and at first quickly some power came in them, and they broke down with very great sound, and both came from the tree, very good, very beautiful shape, like god, semi-god. And they began to pray, and they did parikrama to Krishna four times, and they fell down on the earth like dandot pranam, and then stand up, and they were praying to Krishna. What praying? Bani gunanu kathane sranau kathayam hastau cha karmasu manastau padayorna smittarsidastau nivas jagat pranami dishti satang darshani nastu bhavat tanu. very high class of prayer. They are praying. What they are praying? 38.
Bani Gunanu Kathani.
Bani Gunanu Kathani.
Henceforward, may all our words describe your pastime.
They are praying to Krishna. But
may all our words describe your pastime. May our ears engage in oral reception of your glory. May our hands, legs, and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. May our heads offer obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see the form of Vaishnava, who are not different from you.
This prayer is not different from same Annabhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmadhyanabhritam Anukullena Krishnanushyanam Bhakti Rittam. You can also apply it to Ambarish Maharaj. What he told? What he was doing? You should speak loudly. You should, what name? What he is doing? By hands he was doing. By feet, by body, by all senses. What he is doing? He is doing service of Krishna. How? You should explain.
The Ambarish Maharaj was praying.
Not praying. Sukadev Goswami is telling the characteristics of Ambarish Maharaj. That he always used to...
He always engaged his mind in remembering Krishna, and he engaged his feet in going to the temple of the Lord. He engaged his hands in serving the Lord in various ways. Engaged his sense of smell in smelling the tulsi offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, and engaged his head in bowing down at the feet of the Lord. Engaged his eyes in beholding the beautiful form of the deity, and engaged all his senses.
Also mind, always remembering the pastimes of Krishna. Hands,
in cleansing the temple of the Lord.
More than this,
touching the Lord.
Serving his Gurudev and pure Vaishnavas by this. So he engaged everything. I think you should try to do this. And no problem will come. If problem is coming, I am
responsible.
You should do. Then you will tell, no problem, Gurudev, I am now happy.
Very happy.
So try to practice like this. Engage your all senses, all organs for chanting, remembering, serving, engaging. So this is the best process to give up all kinds of offenses and all others. And they become, what they became? Like this. They went to Devalok and they practiced there. And after they became qualified, and then Prem came. Because Krishna has told them that after that they went to Devalok, and after that they practiced there. And when Prem developed and Prem came, that first came Bhav, and after that they were matured to Sarup Siddhi, and then they went to Vastu Siddhi, and then they went to Krishna Lok Braja, and there they became the associates of Krishna. What? Madhukanta and Signa Kanta, always reciting some Hari Katha in the council of Gop and Gopis. Sometimes in the council of Nanda Baba, where all
assemble
all gopas and mothers, like mothers and others. But in the councils of gopis, especially the prayasis of Krishna. Then they used to tell the pastimes of Krishna with only gopis. And in that council, no any friend,
only Krishna
Priyasi, yeah. And Krishna used to be there. So Madhukanta means always madhu, sweet, honey coming, like words. And Snigdha, Snigdha means? Like there are two kinds of Ghrita and Madhusneha. Ghrita, something sweet, you will have to mix it. But it is Snigdha. Very
smooth.
But no sweet. And if you give some sweet, then it will be so sweet. But Madhu has both qualities. But smooth and sweet, both. So they became like this, always telling Harikatha, serving Krishna by Harikatha. And when they used to tell it, Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, then everyone knew that, oh, Krishna has gone to Mathura. And they began to weep. But Krishna was there. So all